2:30. It's time and place for the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission meeting of February 26, 2013. We are in room 414 at the Capitol Building in Pierce, South Dakota. I will check the phones first, and then we'll get started. My name is Gary Hansen.
I apologize.
With me today are Commissioners Chris Nelson and Christy Feagan.
I don't believe they have started yet.
Okay. Just want to make sure I was on time. Thank you.
I'm on also, but...
Do you folks on the line, can you hear us right now?
Yes.
Okay, we have started.
Yes.
And you can place your phones on mute if you'd like.
It's very quiet, though.
It is very quiet to you? You might try...
Yes. Okay, we have started. Yes.
You started and so have we. Thank you, folks. I'm going to check the phone line now. Lee Magnuson, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Chairman Hansen.
And Mr. Magnuson, can you hear us all right?
Just barely.
Really? All right. I'm going to check and see if we have a way to turn up our... Can you hear us better now?
Yes, a little bit better. Thank you.
How about now?
That's even better.
All right. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you.
Debbie Opatz, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Dave Prazik?
Yes.
Jessica Fury?
Yes.
Please correct me when I mispronounce your names. I appreciate that.
You did good.
All right. Chris Thompson?
Here, sir.
Rita Mulkern?
I am here.
Carrie Rozelle?
Carrie's here.
Amy Inaki?
Yep.
Nathaniel Hi. Law?
Yes.
Is there anyone else on the telephone line whose name I have not called? All right, we'll get started then with the first item on our agenda is under administration approval of the minutes of the commission meeting held on February 12, 2013. Are there any comments for deletions or corrections? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Move to approve.
All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye. Commissioner Feagan?
Feagan says aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. Consumer reports. Status report on consumer utility inquiries and complaints received by the commission. Ms. Deb Gregg.
Thank you, Chairman Hansen. The commission received a total of 63 contacts since the last report was prepared for the February 12, 2013 commission meeting. 12 of the contacts involved telecommunication service, 16 contacts involved electric service, 7 contacts involved natural gas service, 2 contacts involved cell phone service, 10 contacts related to the Do Not Call registry, 1 contact was related to wind energy, 1 contact was related to One Call, and 14 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. 274 of the 297 complaints received in 2013 have been resolved.
Thank you. Are there any questions of Ms. Gregg? Seeing none, we will move on to electric docket EL-12-061 in the matter of the application of Black Hills Power Incorporated for authority to increase its electric rates. On January 28, 2013, Regency Midwest Ventures Limited Partnerships and Deadwood Resort LLC filed a petition to intervene, and this was deferred because they did not have a state representative admitted to the bar in South Dakota. The question before the commission is, shall the commission grant intervention to any parties that may have filed? I will turn to Regency Midwest Ventures first to see if they have answered the concern. If not, I will turn then to either Edward. Should I turn to you first, Ms. Kramer?
I don't believe anybody from Ramcota or Regency Midwest Ventures is on the line, so I can take it if you'd like.
Or in the, or here being represented. No, please go ahead.
Thank you. I spoke with Mr. Timian, I think is how it's pronounced, on Friday, and he said he was working with Black Hills Power at this point, and He was going to file a letter if something had been completed. There has been nothing filed that I saw today. And then he also understood when I talked to him that they needed an attorney to proceed, and if they did not have one, that I was going to recommend that the intervention at this point be dismissed without prejudice, and explain to him that should they get an attorney in the meantime and want one, intervention doesn't run until the 28th of February, and so they could refile at that point.
Thank you. Mr. Magnuson, would you have any concerns with that?
I'm fine with that approach, Chairman Hansen. In response to Ms. Kramer's comments, I'm not aware that Regency is working with Black Hills Power at this point. That doesn't mean it isn't happening, because it is a large company and there are several representatives, but I have not received anything by service, and I'm not aware of anything that's been filed. So we would just stand by our response to intervention that was previously filed, and that is that since they're not represented by an attorney, we would request that their petition for intervention be denied. I think that would be our position at this point.
Thank you very much for that input, Mr. Magnuson. Are there any questions by the commissioners? If not, in EL 12-061, I will move that the commission dismiss without prejudice. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. Docket EL 12-064, in the matter of the filing by Otter Tail Power Company for approval of tariff revisions to its rates and small power production and cogeneration. The question before the commission is, today shall a commission approve the tariff revisions? Otter Tail Power, do you wish to start this off?
Sure. This is Debbie Opatz. I'm a pricing analyst at Otter Tail. I'm here representing Otter Tail for this small producer, power producer filing. It's an annual update, so the only changes to our previous filing were some rate changes and an administrative change. That administrative change was just to make it more easily workable in our CIS system. I've reviewed Matthew Tisdall's recommendation in regards to our filing, and he did a good job of summarizing what's included in it. So I'm available for any questions you may have.
Thank you much. Mr. Tisdall, or is it, I assume it's yours instead of Ms. Edwards.
Yeah, I'll take this, Commissioner. Thank you. This is Matthew Tisdall with staff. And I don't have a lot to add to the memo that I filed for the docket, but I did fail to note that there are four customers, South Dakota customers, on rate 1201 as of December 2012. I think that Ms. Opatz covered the need for the administrative change, so other than that, I don't have anything to add to my memo, so I'm available for questions. Otherwise, I would recommend approval.
Thank you. And it sounds like you received a good testimonial this morning, too. I mean, this afternoon as well, too. Questions by the commissioners? If not, is there a motion?
I move in EL 12-064 that the commission approve the tariff revisions.
Is there any discussion on that motion? If not, I'm looking at my notes here. I have something marked as a question. I just need a second to look at it again. Okay, thank you. Seeing no discussion on the motion, Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen votes aye. Motion carries. Third item on the electric dockets this afternoon, is EL 13-002 in the matter of the filing by Otter Tail Power Company for approval of tariff revisions. Today shall a commission approve the tariff revisions is the question. Otter Tail?
Jessica Fury for Otter Tail Power Company on the line. Otter Tail had a municipal service agreement between Otter Tail and the town of LaBolte, South Dakota, which had some rates that were deviated from our tariff-approved rates. That contract expired February 7th of 2013. As of February 7th, 2013, Otter Tail and the Town of LaBolte have entered into a new agreement to provide electric service by Otter Tail Power, and those rates are now at tariff-approved rates. Therefore, there is no longer a contract with deviations, and so Otter Tail has just requested tariff revision to remove the Town of LaBolte from its summary of contracts with deviations, shown on page section 16, sheet number 2. I'm available for any questions.
Thank you for the explanation. Mr. Tisdall?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Matthew Tisdall with staff again, and I would just recommend approval.
Thank you. Are there any questions by the commission? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in EL 13-002, move that the commission approve the tariff revisions.
Discussion? Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. EL 13-003, in the matter of the filing by Otter Tail Power Company for approval of tariff revisions. The question before the commission is, shall the commission approve the tariff revisions? Otter Tail?
Again, Chair Hansen, Jessica Fury with Otter Tail Power Company. This time, the municipal service agreement was with the City of DeSmit, and the contract expired on February 1st, 2013. Effective February 1st of 2013, Otter Tail and the City of DeSmit have entered into a new municipal service agreement, and all services are provided at a commission-approved tariff rates. Therefore, no longer is there a contract with deviations, and so we are just providing a tariff update or revision to remove the City of DeSmit from Section 16, Sheet Number 1. With that removal, that does... there are no longer any contracts with deviations that exist between Otter Tail and our cities in South Dakota. So on sheet number one, we did add the word none to that sheet revision. And I am available for any questions you may have.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Mr. Tisdall.
Thank you, Chairman. Matthew Tisdall again, and I just recommend approval.
Thank you. Are there any questions by the commission? Hearing none, is there a motion?
I move in EL 13-003 that the commission approve the tariff revisions.
Discussion? Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. Under natural gas, the docket NG12-008 in the matter of the application of Montana Dakota Utilities Company for authority to increase its natural gas rates. The question before the commission is, shall the commission grant intervention to any parties that may have filed? Well, yes, I was looking over at Ms. Edwards, and I should be looking over at the phone list here. Mr. Thompson or Ms. Mulkern, which one of you have this?
This is Rita Mulkern. And the Air Force filed for intervention in our natural gas rate case, and we do not object to the intervention.
Thank you. And Mr. Thompson?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we can hear you. It would be better if we could hear you a little louder.
Is that better?
Thank you.
Okay.
Do you
yes,
have...
I had one change I needed to make.
Okay.
I originally filed the petition under 49-34A-13.1 as a... not as a full party, but I wanted to switch that to under paragraph 1-26-17.1 as a full party.
Do you have an explanation with that for us, please?
It was a I overlooked the paragraph. It was a mistake.
Thank you, sir.
We're not regular filers in South Dakota, so I had to find the correct paragraph.
Appreciate that. Ms. Mulkern, do you have any concerns with that?
No, we do not.
Thank you. Ms. Edwards?
Thank you, Kristen Edwards, for staff. The intervention by the petitioner was timely filed. Therefore, staff recommends the commission grant the intervention to the federal executive agencies under the administrative rules cited by Major Thompson. Sorry.
Thank you. Questions by... Well, Mr. Kaneki. You're so quiet.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing to add. Please proceed.
Thank you. I appreciate your counsel, as brief as it is. Are there any questions by the commissioners? Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in NG 12-008, move that the commission grant intervention with the amendment of 17.1.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion? Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. Under telecommunications, docket TC 12-111, in the matter of the filing by Neutral Tandem South Dakota LLC for approval of revisions to its tariff number 1. Question before the commission is, today, shall the commission approve the proposed tariff revisions and grant the waivers? First up, Neutral Tandem South Dakota. You are on the line, Kerry Rosel?
I am. And I'm prepared to answer any questions you have on that.
All right. Mr. Jacobson, I believe.
Thank you, Chairman. This is another transitional rate filing, and there were tariff sheets filed right at lunchtime with a corrected effective date, and we recommend approval with the waiver of 2010, 29, 10, 12, and 16, and also effective date for the tariff sheets of July 3rd, 2012.
And the rates are to be effective?
July 3rd, 2012.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Any questions by the commissioners? Seeing none, is there a motion?
I move in TC 12-111 that the commission approve the proposed tariff revisions, grant the requested waivers with an effective date July 3rd, 2012.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion? Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. In the matter of the filing by Broadvox CLEC, LLC, for approval of its tariff number 1 in docket TC 12-114, the question is, today shall the commission approve the proposed tariff revisions and grant the waivers? Broadvox...
Again, Kerry Rosell is here, representing Broadvox, and I'm prepared to answer any questions you have on this filing.
Thank you. Mr. Jacobson?
Thank you, Chairman. This filing was an initial access tariff filing. The company and consultants responded and made all the changes requested by staff, and we would recommend approval and granting of the waiver 2010, 29, 10, 12, and 16.
Thank you. Questions by the commission? Is there a motion?
Chairman, one other thing. We would recommend an effective date of February 26th for this.
February 26th?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. I will move then in TC 12-114 that the commission approve the proposed tariff revisions and grant the waivers as stipulated by staff with an effective date of February 26th, 2013. Are there questions on the motion, or discussion, rather? Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. TC 12-192, in the matter of the petition of Total Call Mobile Incorporated for designation as an eligible telecommunications carrier. Question before the commission is, today shall the commission grant intervention to any parties that may have filed? Mr. Jacobson, I'm looking for SDT. There you are, Mr. Coit. I was looking down here to see if you had, were calling in.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, commissioners, and staff. I would like to start, I guess, by saying that I regret that I did not file this earlier. Generally, we as SDTA become aware of these filings in two possible ways, I guess. First is obviously with the PUC's weekly filing notices, which I generally receive, but I'm not sure why I did not either receive this. I probably received it, but I, for some reason, missed it and did not catch the notice of this filing with that PUC weekly release. Secondly, in these sorts of filings involving ATC designations and or certificates of authority, there are requirements under the rules, under the commission's rules, that copies of the documents be submitted or provided to the carriers affected. In this situation, it's my understanding that none of the SDTA member companies received any copy of the filing. If that would have occurred, I suspect that I would have probably been contacted by one of the SDTA members at least and gotten notice that way. I just became aware of it about a week and a half ago, put this petition to intervention together and filed it last week. Upon reviewing the petition, we decided to intervene because first we really question whether it's appropriate for the company to be asking for statewide authority. The company is indicating that, you know, obviously it's seeking designation just for Lifeline. They have indicated in their petition that their underlying carrier is Sprint PCS. As this commission well knows, the Sprint's network coverage, wireless network coverage in South Dakota is very limited. It really just extends up the I-29 corridor. If you can see their published network coverage on their website, which I did take a look at just to confirm for myself generally where their coverage was in the state, and it's certainly limited to that part of the state. They've indicated that, you know, Sprint is their underlying carrier. They've also indicated specifically in their filing that when it comes to their Lifeline service, if it involves roaming, there's a block on the phone. So you wouldn't be in a position to access the Lifeline product, my understanding, if you didn't live in one of those areas where they have network coverage through Sprint, or you wouldn't be able to use your phone, in other areas of the state if it was not roaming. So with that, we think it's premature for the company at this point to be asking for statewide designation. We think that an amendment to the filing is in order. I don't know yet whether the company has actually notified any of the SDTA member companies of this filing. But again, we believe that there's an amendment to the filing. There should be an amendment to the filing to cut back on the area of the state where they're seeking designation. And certainly that would impact the requirement that they have under the state law to notify companies, because there wouldn't be as many companies that would be affected. With that, we would ask for intervention in this process if the commission views it as late filed. Although I would contend that, you know, that may not be fair under the circumstances. But in any event, if the commission views it as late filed, we still believe that there's good cause for it, and that it wouldn't prejudice Total Call Mobile at this point, given the fact that no procedural schedule has yet been set. And just from a due process standpoint, we think it's right that the SDTA members have some representation in the proceeding, given the current status of the petition. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Coit. Total Call Mobile, your response, please.
Hello, this is Nathaniel Law on behalf of Total Call Mobile. We do not have an objection to the intervention by the SDTA. We intend to actually notify the companies in accordance with the requirements, and Mr. Coit is correct that we have not done so yet, so we plan to do that. And otherwise, we are hopeful that we are able to work this out both with the staff as well as the SCTA to address the issues that they've raised today.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Ms. Edwards.
Thank you, Kristen Edwards, for staff. While the posted intervention deadline was January 4th, Total Call has not served its petition on the existing ETCs in the service area that it seeks. Staff has been working with Total Call Mobile to ensure that all those parties are served. However, until they are served, it's the position of staff that this intervention would be timely filed and the intervention period wouldn't run upon those interested parties until a reasonable period of time has passed after they receive service. Therefore, staff would view this petition as timely filed and recommend that intervention be granted to SDTA.
Thank you, Ms. Edwards. Do you have a recommendation as to additional time? The SDCL provides 15 days to respond to a petition to intervene. Doesn't sound like there's going to be any objection to that, though.
This is Amy Nagaki for Total Call Mobile. I had a quick question.
Certainly.
If we were to amend the petition, would we serve the amended filing to the parties, or would we first serve the original petition, then amend it, then serve the amended petition?
You would want to serve your final or amended version to them.
Okay, thank you.
Certainly.
This is Kristen Edwards for staff again. Concerning the 15-day time period after this petition was filed by SDTA and put on the agenda, staff did contact the company to make sure that they'd be prepared to respond today and that it was okay with them.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any other questions by the commission? If not, is there a motion?
I would move in TC-12-192 that we grant intervention to SDTA.
Discussion on the motion. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. TC-13-010 in the matter of the approval of an intercarrier compensation bill and keep amendment to an interconnection agreement between Cellco Partnership, Cellular Incorporated Network Corporation, Cellular Incorporated Financial Corporation, Midwest Wireless Communications, LLC, Rural Cellular Corporation, Verizon Wireless, VAW, LLC, and WWC Holding Company, Incorporated, all doing business as Verizon Wireless, and between Fort Randall Telephone Company. The question before the commission is, today shall the commission approve the amendment to the interconnection agreement? I would look first to see if Verizon wanted to speak, but then I'll look to Ms. Kramer.
Thank you. This is Karen Kramer of staff. The amendment was properly filed, properly executed, and does not appear to contain discriminatory provisions. No comments were filed. Staff recommends the commission approve the amendment to the interconnection agreement.
Thank you, and I don't see Fort Randall here either, so questions by the commission. Motion.
Mr. Chairman, and TC 13-010, move that the commission approve the amendment to the interconnection agreement.
Thank you. Is there discussion on the motion? Hearing none. Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. TC-13-017 in the matter of the approval of an ICC VoIP amendment to an interconnection agreement between Quest Corporation, doing business as CenturyLink, QC, and Neutral Tandem Incorporated. The question before the commission is, shall the commission approve the amendment to the interconnection agreement? Ms. Kramer.
Thank you. This is Karen Kramer of staff. The amendment was properly filed, properly executed, and does not appear to contain discriminatory provisions. No comments were filed. Staff recommends the commission approve the amendment to the interconnection agreement.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Commission action?
I move in TC 13-017 that we approve the amendment to the interconnection agreement.
Thank you. Discussion. Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. Items for commission discussion and announcements. Commissioners and staff will meet with representatives of South Dakota Rural Electric Cooperatives today, an hour ago. A hearing in docket TC 12-040 will be held beginning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time on Wednesday, February 27th in the State Capitol Building. Commissioners and staff will meet consumers at Sioux Empire Home Show March 8th through 10th at the Sioux Falls Convention Center. A hearing in dockets TC 13-011 through TC 13-016 will be held beginning at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, March 12, 2013, in room 413 at the State Capitol Building. The next regularly scheduled commission meeting will be Tuesday, March 12, 2013, at 1:30 p.m. in room 413 at the State Capitol Building. And commission meetings are also scheduled for March 26th and April 9th. Is there any further business to come before the commission at this time?
Mr. Chairman, TC 12-040, we are meeting in a different building tomorrow. Not the State Capitol, but the Raleigh Capitol Lake Plaza.
You are correct. That has been changed. I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. Any further details that need to be expressed? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. Motion carries. We are adjourned.